Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Back home in Ireland, the band Bell X1 are arena headliners and rank as the country's second biggest live performance act, after U2, of course. But the band's latest album, Chop Chop, may be their leanest, most concise record yet. And it has a New York connection, as we'll hear in just a bit. Bell X1 is back here in our Soundcheck studio, and they're going to play for us today, including this song called Starlings Over Brighton Pier. Here's Bell X1.
Starlings over Brighton Pier, what do they know, what do they hear? They block out the sun. If there was one, like iron filings on the page, gather round leaders. I see faces that melt and flow. Old man's eye case. Starlings over Brighton Pier.
Stay in the favor of the trail.
The Irish band Bell X1 live in our New York studio on Soundcheck with a song called Starlings over Brighton Pier. It appears on the band's newest album called Chop Chop. And let me introduce you to the members of Bell X1. Joining us once again in our Soundcheck studio, Paul Noonan, vocals and piano there. And you started the little electronic thing, right? The little tape drum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fluttering.
I like the way that, you know, most bands use that to kind of set the rhythm. Yours is almost subverting it, you know, with the kind of weird backwards thing that happens a couple
of
times.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot of, I suppose, musical onomatopoeia in that song. We tried to sort of convey the murmurations of starlings.
Oh, very good. So you know the term for a flock of starlings, a murmuration.
It's the way they move collectively. They have this beautiful sort of collective movement.
David Garrity, behind our drum kit, and a little bit of ukulele and vocals as well. That was a ukulele, right?
It was ukulele. It's a funny shaped little instrument, yeah. This particular one, yeah.
Dominic Phillips behind the bass guitar and doing some backing vocals, and Bill Blackmore playing trumpet and flugelhorn here in the Soundcheck studio. It's good to have you guys back with a new album, and an album that has a bit of a New York connection.
Yeah, we recorded with Peter Kadis.
Who is the producer of Interpol and The National and a bunch of other New York-based bands.
Yeah, records and has made some records we've loved, you know, and we tracked him down, we stalked him for long enough that he finally relented.
Okay, guys, I'll make the record with you. Okay, okay.
And Thomas Bartlett.
And Thomas Bartlett,
The pianist who performs as under the name Dove Man and who's been here pretty regularly in our Soundcheck studio in various capacities over the years. What did he do, David, for you guys?
Well, he was, apart from wearing the producer hat, he was a breath of fresh air musically in the studio. I suppose, like with album 6, you're kind of going, right, how do we approach this? What do we do new? And he was the guy that just steered us in the right direction, made chop decisions.
Mm-hmm. And was he actually playing?
He played piano and Wurlitzer with his wonderful effects. So it was great not only to hear what he added to the record, but just to watch him work and the attitude as well, with himself and Peter, just really with decision making, which is, I think, one of the biggest difficulties musicians face, is actually, you know, deciding what avenue to go down and go down it.
And when enough is enough. I mean, the title of this album, Chop Chop, suggests that there was some idea going into this.
Yeah. Well, for the first time, we had the title before we had any music made. We wanted to approach it with that sort of absence of cerebralness in as much as we could, and to sort of
you wrote a song about a murmuration of starlings. I don't think you got far enough away from the cerebral thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
musically speaking.
Yeah. We I suppose, you know, we used to be indecisive, but now we're not so sure. You know, there's definite sort of, we needed to make some changes. So we had a 2-week period and we were very brutal about sort of leaving it at that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Peter and Thomas heard the demos, which were really largely informed by how we had spent the last few years touring on and off acoustically, where we were stripping songs right back to nothing. And when we first demoed these songs, we were listening to what we were recording, just the three of us in the room, swapping instruments and the bare bones, really, and kind of going, do you know what? These songs don't actually need much more. And when Thomas and Peter heard the demos, they were like, now, just to be clear, are we going to keep it as kind of nice and bare? And we were like, yeah, okay. So, it was decided at that point to shrink the palette, as the expression Paul has been using. So,
shrink the palette?
The palette.
Yes.
Sorry, I have a bit of a cold.
You also have this funny accent. I don't know if you noticed that.
But the idea of shrinking pilots, though, is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
There's a song in that.
Shrink the pilot.
We're speaking with the members of the Irish band Bell X1. Their newest album, Chop Chop, recorded here in the States, in Connecticut. That's where Peter Kadis usually works, right?
Yeah.
Bridgeport, yeah.
With Thomas Bartlett, a.k.a. Doveman, well-known New York musical figure helping out. Now, the last time you guys were here on Soundcheck was 2011, and, you know, the Occupy movement was in full swing, and, you know, we were talking about the sort of the fallout of the economic collapse back home in Ireland. What's the situation there now?
I think the mood has improved a little in terms of, I don't know, there seems to be more vitality and, you know, as a direct result, I suppose there's loads of empty space around that people are now using for sort of pop-up shops and art, various, you know, I'm part of a collective that we've taken over a space for and created little studios and rehearsal spaces there's a lot of that going on. I think that's been a good piece of fallout.
Yeah. So there are all kinds of like almost completed residential units and like retail places
commercial spaces that are now sort of pop-up galleries and that sort of thing. So yeah. I think that's a good thing.
Hopefully it'll become the new Berlin, Dublin.
not cheap enough, though.
Not by a long stretch.
Which is sort of the double whammy because it is an expensive city to live in. I mean, it's an expensive city to visit from my experience.
Right.
The reason I ask is because, you know, there is this Irish tradition of music having a kind of storytelling aspect. And, you know, you guys have sort of done that over the years. And I'm just wondering if, you know, the songs on the new album sort of reflect the current reality back home.
A little bit. I mean, there was a song on the last record called Sugar High, which I suppose was more sort of documenting that sort of the madness of the banks generally.
Right.
I mean, it was a pretty global thing, I suppose. But
that's a song you guys did for us here in the studio last time. And a great song, too. But you're here to play new stuff for us today. You want to do Faint Praise next?
We have a bit of musical chairs to do, so let's get on it.
All right. Paul Noonan and David Garrity, along with Dominic Phillips and Bill Blackmore, they are the Irish band Bell X1. The new album is called Chop Chop. The band is playing for us live here in the Soundcheck studio and playing on Saturday, October 12th, at the Bowery Ballroom here in New York. From the new album, this song is called Faint Praise. It's Bell X1 live on Soundcheck.
On faint praise, it's never getting stronger, no matter how much I throw, for it is flawed, dangerous, hollow, ringing in my ears, and the bitter aftertaste like rust. Yeah, I make the nice and sidestep anything that dares around a fire. I need to say it aloud. The life is short, smile, wasted, and bring dishonor on this house. No, you must never squeeze the tea bag. Trying to be one man, you end up being none. So no more hand-wringing, no more anything for an easy life. Call it when I see wrong. So when I'm done and wheezing on my last bed, I won't wish I'd do something else instead.
Faint Praise is the name of the song from Bell X1, live on Soundcheck. Once again, they're playing Saturday, October 12th, at the Bowery Ballroom here in New York, and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. And do you guys need to, like, switch around positions again for this next song, too?
Yes. A little bit.
Yes, we do.
All right. So then, why don't I get right to it?
Okay.
So you guys get to where you need to be,
right,
and I will introduce this next song, which is called Motorcades. We had Paul Noonan, who started at the piano and then went behind the drum kit for that last song, and David Garrity, who started behind the drum kit, went to guitar for the last song. Dominic Phillips is still playing the bass. Bill Blackmore is still playing the horns. And now we've got David over at the piano. Motorcades is the name of the song. Once again, it's Bell X1 live on Soundcheck.
They get a little nasty. You say I'm just showing up in front of the visitors. You say I'm going for cheap, cheap laughs. He's my offstage prompter. It's true, he helps me connect with my big Napoleon. I don't know what that's about. What's that about? We will receive you in the good way. Still smells a pledge. Pictures of our smiling faces. Stations of the cross, teeth and puberty. She cries at motorcade. She cries at motorcade. She cries at motorcade. She cries. Before you start, I'm not making fun. People cry at the strangest things. Mine is the Venezuelan national anthem. So many deepest of feelings. So much emotional porn. Public declarations. Windy words that fill the sails of empty vessels. Oh, she cries at motorcade. She cries at motorcade. She cries at motorcade. She cries. She cries at motorcade. She cries at motorcade. She cries at motorcade. She cries. Little flags and outriders, shiny gloves that
Bell X1, live on Soundcheck with a song called Motorcades, and that can be found on the band's newest album called Chop Chop. They're playing Saturday night at the Bowery Ballroom here in New York, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. You know, earlier today we were talking about TV theme songs with Steve Knopper, who had written this article on the Wall Street Journal. Paul, David, do you guys have, like, TV shows that you're addicted to, that you binge watch, that you love the theme songs to?
Well, touring is always an opportunity to binge watch lots of TV on laptops in the back of a tour bus.
Yeah, and so if one of us has kind of gotten ahead of the other in a particular show, we can watch each other's thrills and pain and, you know, watch it all again through somebody else.
So what's on in the back of the bus these days?
Breaking Bad has just finished, so we binged on that. It was more last year, really.
It was the last tour, yeah.
That void is going to take a while to fill, I think.
Did you like that music, that theme, that sort of twangy instrumental at the top of the show?
Yeah, and then I think it was the second last episode where they played a more full version of it during a scene. Mine would be the theme to Tremé, the devil back in his hole, I believe it's called.
Oh, The Wire. Tremé.
Oh, sorry, that was The Wire, yeah.
Right.
The
Wire, yeah. Where down in the hole, where they had the different holes. Versions.
Yeah, yeah. They had a Tom Waits version and
season.
Yeah.
Another good one was Justified. The theme for that was pretty. Similar kind of vein, that kind of swampy,
right.
New Orleansy kind of
something with like those kind of Americana roots showing in it. Yeah,
quite enjoyed that.
Okay,
but again, my first ever thing to learn on the piano was the Hill Street Blues.
Really?
Yeah. I could play that before I could play anything for a long time. So yeah.
All right, David, you have a classic that still sticks with you?
Richard Marx. Jenny, when we're sound checking a piano at a gig, just kind of lash into Richard Marx. Whatever you want, whatever you need. What's right here waiting for you? Is that the?
I believe so. Old Dickie Marx.
I'll be honest.
That is one that I missed.
I'm going to come right out there and just admit that one.
All right, well, guys, the new record called Chop Chop, I'm really glad you did Starlings because it's like my favorite track off the record. So thank you for that.
Okay,
and
cool.
You're touring around. You tweeted out when you were in Philadelphia, any requests? That seems like a dangerous thing to do. Do you do that often?
Yeah, well, we're trying to do it on every show, for every show on this. We've been doing it back home, and because you tend to sort of, people shout requests at shows and you either haven't learned the song or they get lost in the cacophony. And so we're trying to put some order on the process.
All right. So tomorrow when someone inevitably requests Down in the Hole, yes. Will you guys be ready?
We will be now.
Yeah.
All right. Paul Noonan, David Garrity with Dominic Phillips and Bill Blackmore of the band Bell X1. The new album is called Chop Chop. Guys, great to see you again.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
Laughing at the